Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Speaking of the offense, there's a new starter at tight end, Jonnu Smith, second-year player who joins us now. Jonnu, great to have you on, man. How are you?
Oh, man, great to be on, man. I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We are very well.
Good. Mike Vrabel indicated that he anticipates both quarterbacks playing. How different is it catching passes from Marcus than from Blaine? And is there an adjustment for you guys who are going to be targets?
You know, they're both very good quarterbacks. You know, no matter, who gets back there this Sunday, we have confidence in them completely. So it's not really a matter of, who's throwing the ball. It's just us to go out there, do our job, make sure those guys are protected, be in the right position for those guys to make plays and get a win. That's most important.
Jonnu Smith, our guest. We discussed last year with you about coming in and playing behind Delanie Walker, and we knew your role would be increased this year, but what is it like after week one knowing that you're now the starting tight end for this offense?
I eventually knew we'll come to we'll come to pass, and it's here now. Unfortunately, for Delanie, it wasn't a good situation for him. My prayers are with him, man, and he's such a great mentor, a good guy to learn from, a great guy on the field, and even better off the field. So it hurts to see guys like him go down, but I get my opportunity, and I'm just going to do everything I can to put this team in the best situation to win. So, I'm ready for this moment. I've always been. And, here we go.
The number two guy in the way the tight end structure has unfolded for this team has been the primary blocking guy. And the number one guy, obviously, has been featured on a lot of routes. Your role changing in that regard, where do you rate yourself as a pass catcher versus a blocker at this stage?
Right, man. I'm always, I'm my toughest critic. I'm always going to say I can improve, man. Even if my peers are, telling me I'm well-rounded in one area, I'm always going to try to get better in that area and improve in other areas as well. So whether it be pass blocking, run blocking, receiving, even special teams, man, cause I'm on, I'm a part of, all of those, different categories. So just, being able to be the best player I can in all of them and, just try to improve every day. So that's just my biggest thing, man, just improving in every area,
Jonnu, how do you approach the pressure, or do you even call it that, of knowing this is your opportunity now to be the guy? Do you get nervous?
Right, man, I've been dreaming of this day, since I was 5 years old. Of course, being in the NFL, but, then, being a, starter in the NFL and, it's the first year. For me, I honestly don't, nothing's going to change, as far as, my mindset, because my mindset every Wednesday is to come, every Sunday is to come and go to work. And, I said Wednesday, that's our work day. That's why I said that. But, just to come in here, man, Wednesday through Sunday and, give my best effort. So as far as that regard, there's no pressure on me. I'm going to come out here and play this game I've been playing all my life.
How much contempt maybe do you have for the Texans? A team obviously handled you guys in a big fashion in that first game last year when Deshaun Watson was healthy. You personally thought any about that game this week?
Nah, man. In this league, you gotta have. I didn't. I mean, I watched film from that game, to see what we can improve on, and schematically scheme some things against them and put ourselves in a position to win. But as far as honing on that game, man, that game's in the past. I don't even remember the score of that game. It was a tough one, but in this league, you gotta have short-term memory, and you just gotta put it in the past. Good, bad, or indifferent. And that's just the mindset we have going into the Sunday.
Your head coach now coached the Texans defense a year ago. As you get ready and prepare for this Texans defense, what's the biggest takeaway? Is it similar to going against your defense in practice when you watch the Texans on film?
Yeah. There's some definitely some similarities. You know, personnel wise, it'll be different, of course. But he's giving us some, you know, things that we should key in on, you know, considering that he's been a part of that organization. And, you know, just being able to, you know, take from him as much as we can. And he's a great defensive mind, you know, so we, you know, just picking his brain and, you know, get to think what he's thinking. And, you know, so that way that we'll have an advantage going against him this Sunday.
Jonnu Smith, our guest, we would automatically ask you about Vrabel or maybe Arthur or even Delaney as some people who would give you advice this week. Anyone out of the ordinary that gave you some advice this week as you prepare for this start?
More so just support, you know, people telling me this is my moment, and, you know, of course you're going to hear, you know, those things, and, you know, just getting support from my family. And, I tell them all the same thing. You know, I've been playing this game my whole life. You know, not much to me has changed, but I can see how, from the outside looking in, people would think so. But, like, I'm ready, man. And, you know, this is the moment, you know, that every football player and, you know, in the world has ever, you know, thought of. So, there's no pressure on me. You know I belong here. And, you know, I'm just looking to get a win this Sunday.
We're eager to watch, man. Thank you for the visit after practice, and we'll catch up on game day.
Thank you, guys, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Jonnu Smith has been our guest here on the Midday 180.
And stay healthy.
Yes, absolutely. The news, Vrabel saying that he expects Mariota and Gabbert to both play on Sunday against Houston. Chad, you may be on to something with your...
Chances it's gamesmanship one way or the other. I think there's a possibility Mariota plays the whole game, and I think there's a possibility. I would say it's more likely that Mariota plays the whole game than he doesn't play at all. But I do like Chad's thing, and I don't want to jump into conspiracy theory.
Again, I'm just basing this on my gut reaction. I think the odds are way higher that Mariota does not play a single snap. I think he's throwing in both. He expects both to play, only to give the Texans something to think about with Mariota. I think Blaine Gabbert's the quarterback. The fact that he's already saying he expects Blaine Gabbert to play, that's no faith that Mariota's healthy enough to play. If your starting quarterback's healthy at all.
If he starts and he's doing well or doing fine, then what's the impetus to take him out?
He's not starting. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, I understand that.
That's my guess.
Go with my hypothetical. If he starts and he's doing well, what's the impetus to take him out?
And that's what I'm saying. Why would he possibly say, I expect Blaine Gabbert to play if he plans on starting Mariota? If the plan is to start Mariota, even if he's not 100%, you would never say that both quarterbacks will play. Because you're already setting the expectation that the quarterback either A, is not going to be good, or B, not going to be healthy enough to go after you start him. If you're already saying, I expect both to play, I'm telling you, I think Mariota is the smokescreen. Blaine Gabbert's going to be the starter.
Another duo will make their debut.
I hope I'm wrong.
Vrabel saying he expects both Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry to play on Sunday.
Can either take snaps? The quarterback?
I'm telling you, man, this defense is going to have to play like...
lights out.
Like a top five defense on Sunday.
What did Dan Orlovsky tell us back at the Super Bowl? You're going to need the defense to carry you early on with the transition with this offense. Well, now you've got a starting quarterback who's hurt. I mean, even if he plays, you've got a starting quarterback.
And your Pro Bowl tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And your starting right tackle, who you knew was going
to
be out.
Yeah.
Prediction. In addition to Chad's prediction that Mariota doesn't play, they lose this game. We get a call within the first hour of Monday saying they should tank the season and get a high draft pick.